making sure that we articulate what the grant is for, what it is and what it isn't, so that we don't waste businesses' time applying when they don't fit the criteria. So let's get the criteria clear in plain English and set out and marketed and promoted. I think the banks in East Kent will help us enormously getting the message across when we've got the exact set of criteria that are going to be adopted. So we make sure that the right people are filling the forms in, and we've got this panel which will decide and hopefully turn around all the applications within 30 days is our goal, with the right intelligent, very experienced individuals sitting on that panel. And when, if we do some sector-specific proposals, making sure that we bring in the experts that understand those sectorial businesses to give us additional help and advice.
You've got mainly Kent businesses, East Kent businesses here today. How will you attract businesses from outside of Kent and maybe from other parts of Kent?
Yes, I mean, that's a very good point. I mean, I think Discovery Park at Sandwich, obviously, if we get the new owners announced in the new year with their ambitious plans for that park, it will be a global marketing campaign to attract new inward investment onto that unique site. And that has potential to bring inward investment in. I think you make a good point that the money for the larger businesses where inward investments take place needs to be spread more broadly around the country. So we've got a campaign to do there as well. But as Laura said, it's working closely with UKTI, working very closely with Locate in Kent, who are the recipients of many applicants who have ambitions to locate in Kent. I think East Kent now has a uniqueness on the Kent map in the grant aid and assistance that we've successfully delivered through the new coalition government.
A lot of people said today about the key is Manston Parkway and also Ashford train stopping there. What are your views on that, and can this lead to a Manston Parkway eventually? And what's the time frame?
Yeah, I mean, to make it quite clear that we're working very closely with Network Rail, who have an ambition to do the line enhancements to bring the high-speed one Javelin trains through Ashford to Canterbury and thence to Ramsgate. Now, the second stage of that, if we're successful in that, will be to A, use the regional growth fund, some of the regional growth fund money, to put a bit of money into Network Rail's proposition to get the line here, and then work on the second stage, which would be a new station somewhere near Manston Airport, which I think will really unlock the phenomenal potential that Manston Airport has. But Network Rail's appetite is very strong. They're doing a lot of preliminary work already. We will, provided we're allowed to, through the conditions attached to us from BIS, put four and a half million contribution towards that upgrade, but making it quite clear that the trains will not be running at full speed from Ashford through Canterbury to East Kent, but probably double the average speed that they're currently running at, which will bring the journey time down from Manston Margate to St Pancras down to about 60-61 minutes.
Eurostar Ashford,
we've got to, again, put a lot of pressure on. I think all the members of Parliament that were here today are keen to join in a concerted campaign to get those rail services, international rail services from Ashford, back to where they were before Ipsley opened. And absolutely essential as the Ashford economy grows and the East Kent economy grows to get that connectivity back on.
When do you think those 5,000 jobs, your dream, will be created by?
Well, we need a fair wind. I think that the stimulation package that will give the right businesses to expand, and the other businesses that will be piggybacking and supporting off those growing businesses in their supply chain. And, there'll probably be very few businesses that will be unaffected by the growth that hopefully will take place by using that money to support the right businesses to grow, because the key determinant in the application system will be you've got to prove to us, if you want this money, that you've got sensible, intelligent, well-founded growth plans to expand your business and employ more individuals.
Just quickly, I know you said you still have to dot the I's and cross the T's on for the contract, but you mentioned a new train station at Manston. What else do you have in mind? I mean, in terms of a new facility or a new science hub, I mean, what else can you reveal to us that you have for this growth fund?
Well, I think the whole tourism network in East Kent, if we can get that connectivity 60 minutes from London.